This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details.
FUBAR Radio.
You've done it. You've made it to the end of the week. Or maybe you haven't if you're listening on Listen Again. If it's Monday or something, stick with it. It'll be Friday soon. You can kick back with your top off like the rest of us. Yeah, I'm not going to disclose whether or not I have a top on, but let it be known I am feeling free. I'm Becky Stone and this is the Friday Night Show and this is Sacrilege by the Yeah. Hello, dear listeners. How are you? You, yes, you, specifically you, yes. How's it going? Welcome to the Friday Night Show. I am Vicky Stone, and my lovely co-host this week is Laura Corcoran. Yes, the one off of Frisky and Manage. Hi, Laura.
Hi, Vicky.
Thanks for coming back.
Thanks for having me back. I loved it.
Oh, well, thank you. We're going to start by rounding up the big news this week.
Yeah.
Last week's news was dominated. I mean, dominated, I use that word in my own world. But it was dominated by the news that was in the Sunday People that the headline 10 years ago I was a millionaire, but now I suck off dogs for quavers. Mm. Now, I don't know what's happening. I don't know what's happening at the Sunday Sport, but it's really going for a certain type of story, because this week's huge news from the Sunday Sport, which went viral on Monday morning, was the headline, "Sex with Greg's Pasty Boiled My Bell End."
Mm.
So, and this is the exclusive... and. I'm not sure if many other papers were fighting for the story, but it's an exclusive. And Howard is his name. He fumes that he's going to sue because he blistered his bell end.
Oh, bless him, Howard.
Yeah.
Fuming away.
Yeah.
Sitting at home having a little fume with a pasty.
I mean, can you really sue Greggs for having blistered your knob? Popping it in.
I'd like to see the safety instructions that are now going to appear on all of Greg's packaging.
Yeah,
you're now going to have please do not place in any intimate areas or apply in the region of anything sensitive or something.
I mean, I'm not sure what flavour it would be. I mean, I know they do a sort of sausage and bean one, and I can't imagine that's really hot. I reckon it's bad.
Now, I've sampled most of Greg's baked delights, and I can vouch for the fact that they are spectacularly hot.
Really?
In the middle. Really face-meltingly hot. Especially the beans. The tomato sauce gets, you know, like when you do beans, when you're doing a breakfast or whatever.
Yeah.
And if you take your eye off them, they go a bit nuts and they start to spike, because the tomato sauce gets hot really quick. I think it's the sugar or something.
Yeah.
But I'm going to try and sound intelligent about the boiling point of beans. They do get so, so hot. And also, you know, the steak slice, traditionally,
I don't think there's a lot of moisture in a steak slice. I don't think you're going to get blisters off a steak. I reckon it's either the chicken, do you know, because that's quite saucy.
It is, but there's a good old whack of gravy in the old steak sliced.
I mean, if I was going to be intimate with any pasty, I think it would be the bean and sausage one, because I think you're going to get the feeling of a lot of... I'd say that that's the most vaginal.
A lot of texture.
A lot of texture.
If the sausages had remained whole, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Otherwise, obviously, you go the sausage roll, you know.
What?
Shove.
I mean, for a girl, yeah. I mean, if I'm gonna have sex with any baked goods, yes, it's a sausage roll. I mean, to be honest, I think I'd keep the wrapping on it. I'd want to be getting pastry out.
It would be for weeks. You'd be getting flakes for weeks.
I like how that I've decided that I wanted to make the first section of my show about the news, and we've very very quickly descended into how I would get pastry out of my flaps,
which we actually haven't resolved.
We haven't resolved.
Call in, feel free.
Yeah, please. I think if I was a bloke, I think the most kind of arousing type of pastry would be the chicken, because I think that's sort of creamy, it's quite sexual.
Mm. And also because I haven't really thought about it before, it's just the shape of a pasty.
Yeah.
It's a little bit labial, isn't it? a little suggestive.
Yeah.
Especially if you slit it and there's a little oozing.
Yeah, I mean, I would say that you're going to cut the end off. You don't want to rip it, you're going to cut the end off. Do you know what I mean? The other thing is that I want to know is he travelling with this pasty? Is he literally going out of Greg's? He's got back in his van. I'm assuming he's got a van. If I'm seeing anyone fuck a pasty, it's in the back of a van.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I'm thinking he's getting in his van and he's ripping off the end. And I think if you're going to do it, you're going to take it home, you're going to slice it open, then it won't be hot.
I think he maybe gave it a nipple.
He gave it a nipple?
I think a nibble, not a nipple.
I was like, what? What, is he trying to make tits out of them as well?
He drew boobs on it and made it dance before entering it gently. I don't know. I
yeah, I mean, Howard, there are a lot of questions. I mean, you know, and also what I want to know is that he might have bought it cold and taken it home and reheated.
In which case, then the lawsuit's not going to stand for half a second. Yeah. You know, you've got to be liable for your own heating methods.
And I wonder, because the thing is, if he is going to sue, you're going to have evidence. So has he fucked a pasty and then snapped some pics of his blistered knob? Because you can't sue without evidence.
You certainly can't. I mean, the very fact that he feels strongly enough about it to go public on his pasty love.
Yeah.
Is, I mean, wow. I mean, that must be some real serious painful blistering.
Yeah.
For him to be so outraged that all sense of shame is abandoned. That is deep.
That is, and so, but the great thing is that Greg's are going to have some cream for that. So,
comedy on FUBAR Radio.
There it is. I was going to do a sort of phone-in tweeting saying, what foodstuffs have you had sex with? But I think that's just a recipe for disaster.
Yes.
But Laura, any sex with any foodstuffs?
Well, nothing out of the ordinary, really. No. Just, you know, a bit of ice cream and a whipped cream. Yeah, honey. Honey once, that was someone's idea. I was like, that's a bit sticky.
Yeah,
sore. It gets stuck, you know.
Well, and also, I mean, it's the sort of thing that you probably find, like, pubes that aren't yours stuck to it.
A little bit.
For sort of 6 weeks.
Yeah. He like dribbled it on his chest and I was like, I'm not licking your hairy chest with or without honey. I'm sorry. And apart from anything, it looks quite painful.
Yeah, I mean, that's waxing.
That is waxing. That's basically what I think it was. Maybe there was a hint in there that I should have picked up on. Sols.
Or was he spreading wax and you went to lick it?
I was like, this is so sexy.
Mm. I mean, I've never tasted home wax. I imagine it's quite nice.
Probably is. Probably the same thing.
If you've run out of things to put on toast, I bet there are worse things.
I'm sure there are.
I have told the story before a couple of weeks ago about the frozen chip.
Yes, I love the frozen chip.
You were here with
the
frozen chip one, which was, you know, being rubbed over, thought it was ice, it was a chip.
Yeah.
That was not consumed. I tell you what I'm not a fan of. It's chocolate body paint or anything like that.
Oh, yeah.
I just don't like it. It doesn't taste nice. The type of chocolate is awful.
Mm.
Sort of the spreadable stuff.
Yeah.
And also, I find it just a bit imaginativeless. Imaginationless, whatever the words is.
Forgive me. Is it racially dubious? I don't know. I'm just saying. Is there anything awkward in that? I don't know. Potentially not.
I don't know. I mean, if you're putting it on your knob for reasons
wishful.
Of... Yeah, exactly.
Seriously wishful.
Yeah.
Or you're putting it on someone else's knob and dreaming.
Yeah. I don't know. So back to the news. This week, it was on Tuesday, it was April Fool's Day.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not a fan. I think it's something about being a comedian. It's like, I don't need this day to try and wind people up. I do it all the time.
I know. Yeah, true.
I found it really tedious this year. Like, it was my Facebook feed was full of all sorts of bollocks, of people posting fake pictures of their scans, pretending to be pregnant, and just shit things.
I know, boring. I'm just going to go get a whole face tattoo. Are you?
Yeah.
Are you, really? Well done.
Yeah, someone posted that going, really excited about my new tattoo, going for a full sleeve. And you're like, yeah, I mean, no. I mean, any other day of the year, hilarious. But
great. Yeah. No.
I mean, I'm a big fan. I really like doing the old fraping.
lovely.
Do you know what I mean? If someone leaves their Facebook...
fair game.
Yeah, I'm all for that. But I don't do the sort of standard, you know, toilet, you know, like, I just had a massive shit, do you want to have a look at it type thing?
No.
You know, I like to post things that loads of people will comment on, like, you know, I'm just... You know, and going to be a new dad or that kind of stuff.
Just really, really mess with someone's life.
Yeah.
End their relationship.
Or change their setting so it's their birthday.
That's a great one.
It's amazing because then they get loads and loads of notifications.
Oh my God, I'm going to change my birthday to the April the 1st and see how many people notice next year. That's a great one.
Yeah, but there was just, I mean, what did you spot? Did you spot any really rubbish ones?
I was reading the Eye paper and they had like 30p coins coming out and 5.99 notes. And
boring.
Yawn.
I mean, the Metro did Ant and Dec are splitting up and Dec is rebranding as Dec. I mean, that's hardly rebranding anyway.
No.
And apparently they'd had a bust up in IKEA. I mean, it's semi-feasible, but no.
Yeah, it's so mundane. It's just not worth even typing.
No. So, that was boring. I mean, I sort of asked as well. I sort of put on my Twitter and said, oh, anyone actually done a decent April Fool's? And no one. And I think that back in the day, pre-internet, people forgot that it was April Fool's Day. And you could genuinely get someone.
That's so true. I hadn't thought about that. That's
but the internet
true.
Doesn't forget.
No.
That's the thing, is that come midnight, people's statuses started getting fucking ridiculous. Yeah, and by the morning, is by 8 a.m, it's boring.
Yeah, the midday cutoff has never been more relevant than in the modern age.
No, but then also then you've got people in different time zones as
oh,
well.
Oh, God, yeah.